Dodgers. So we have the same situation that we had here yesterday in game number one. Two left-handers vying against each other. One a very experienced southpaw, one a little bit younger and a good bit less experienced. However, the roles are reversed because this afternoon the youngster is the Yankee pitcher. That's Al Downing, who won 13 and lost 4 over the regulation campaign in the American League. And Padres, representing Los Angeles, is the veteran. Johnny won 14 and lost 4 for the Dodgers. Padres has a good curveball, a good fastball, a changeup, and has a lot of savvy that comes with being a veteran pitcher. Downing has idolized Whitey Ford throughout his boyhood and more or less patterned his pitching along with that of his idol, Whitey. Downing throws a fastball that moves when he's going very well. It'll move down, and he also has a little bit of a screwball, plus a good curve. He has good control and a fine pickoff move to first base. This broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Commissioner of Baseball solely for the entertainment of our listening audience, and any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express consent of the commissioner is prohibited. A little unusual that we've seen four left-handers here in the first two games. In fact, this is the first time in series history that four left-handers have started the first two games of the series. And this fact is brought about by the condition of Yankee Stadium more than anything else. Now, the short fence here in Yankee Stadium, as you more than likely know, is the right field fence. About 290-something down that right field line. And in left, it's a much deeper distance and falls away a great deal quicker. So the easy spot to hit the home run is in the right field corner. Also, by sending left-handers to the mound, the two managers make the switch hitters in the lineup, and there are two on each side, swing around to the right-hand side of the plate, bat right-handed, and increase the distance to the home run territory. So that's why we're seeing the left-handers here in New York, whereas the next game in Los Angeles, we'll see a couple of right-handers more than likely, Boughton and Drysdale opening in the series in L.A. A terrific day this afternoon in New York. It's a little bit overcast when we first came out here, but the weather has cleared, the sun has burned off the haze, and we'll have another fine crowd in Yankee Stadium this afternoon. Well, let's get to the batting orders for the two teams here in the 1963 World Series. For the Los Angeles Dodgers, it'll be Maury Wills leading off and playing shortstop. Maury failed to hit in five turns at bat in the first game yesterday. Batting number two and playing at third base is Jim Gilliam. He had one hit in four trips yesterday. Incidentally, the two lineups are exactly the same as they were in the opening game, with the exception of the pitchers. The number three hitter for Walt Austin's club is Willie Davis, the center fielder. He went 0 for 3 yesterday, but scored a run. The cleanup hitter is Tommy Davis, the left fielder, who led the hitters in the first game of the series with three hits and four trips. Batting number five is the big right-hand hitting right fielder, Frank Howard. Howard in right field and batting number five. He had the first hit of the series yesterday, a long two-base hit over the head of Mickey Mantle into deep center field, and scored the first run of the series. Bill Skowron is playing first base for the Dodgers, and he is batting number six. Skowron came through with two hits for three against his former teammates, the Yankees, and said that it was a great source of satisfaction to him that he could contribute to the Dodger victory yesterday. Batting after Skowron, it will be Dick Trzewski, the second baseman. Trzewski had one for four in the first game yesterday. Johnny Roseborough, the catcher and number 8 hitter for the Dodgers. Roseborough hit a 3-run homer, which was the key blow of the Dodger victory. And batting 9th and working on the mound, it will be Johnny Podres of Los Angeles. Now for the Yankee lineup, it'll be Tony Kubek. He leads off. He's at shortstop. Kubek at short. He had 1-for-4 yesterday. Bobby Richardson is the number 2 hitter. And Bobby went 0-for-3 yesterday. He's the Yankee second baseman. The number 3 batter for New York is Tom Tresh, the left fielder. Tom had a home run yesterday to score both the Yankee runs, 1-for-3. Mickey Mantle, the center fielder, bats number 4. Mantle failed to hit in 3 trips in the opening game. Roger Maris, the right fielder, he went 0-for-4 yesterday. Then Elston Howard, the Yankee catcher, bats next. Elston had 1 hit in 4 trips in the opening game. Joe Pepitone, the Yankee first baseman, bats number 7. Pepitone at first base, and he had 2 of the 6 hits allowed by Koufax in the game of yesterday. Batting number 8 is Cleet Boyer, the Yankee third baseman. Boyer at third, he had 1-for-4 in the opener. And on the mound, the left-hander, Al Downing. The two pitchers still warming up right down below us. The second game of the 1963 World Series is being brought to you from Yankee Stadium.
You know, I'm not giving away any trade secret by telling you that the most popular spot for new car buyers is the low-price field. Now, that's where Ford is, that's where Chevy is, and hold on to your hats, that's where the 1964 Dodge is. That's right, Dodge. Looks like a high-priced car, and from behind the wheel, it sure feels like a high-priced car. But the 1964 Dodge is in the low-priced field. Dodge is what most people want in a car and think their budgets just can't make it. The looks are there. It's a beautiful automobile. It's built for the driver, built to keep him comfortable and to keep his budget balanced. The 1964 Dodge. High-priced look, high-priced feel, but priced model for model with Ford and Chevy. Right where you want it. In the low-priced field. You see the 1964 Dodge, one of the dependables, now at your dependable Dodge dealers.
Well, as we told you, Johnny Podres is the pitcher today with a World Series experience. This will be a World Series debut for the Yankee hurler, Al Downing. Podres has a 3-victory-and-1-defeat record in series competition and has won more series games than any pitcher in the history of the Dodgers. In 1953, he started the 5th game of the series at Brooklyn, losing to the Yankees 11-7. In 1955, he pitched 2 complete game victories and 2 starts against the Yankees, winning the 3rd game at Brooklyn 8-3 and the 7th game, the big game at Yankee Stadium, by a score of 2-0. He did not pitch in the 1956 series, and in 59, he started twice against Chicago, winning the 2nd game and pitching 3 1/3 with no decisions in the 6th game of the series. Podres is 31 years old, and he hails from Witherby, New York. He got his start in baseball in 51 in Newport News and first came up to the Dodgers in 1953. And now our national anthem.
The nationally famous television and recording artist, Tony Martin, accompanied by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, will sing our national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Martin.
Thank you.
two hurlers who had stopped their warm-ups during the national anthem now resume action in warming up right to the side of home plate. We were telling you about Johnny Podgers. Now we'd like to give you a little information about Al Downing. He's a boy from Trenton, New Jersey, and 22 years old. He broke in with Binghamton in the Eastern League in 1961 and joined the Yankees also that season, winning none and losing one. And the last 2 years, he has pitched at both Richmond and with the Yankees. Last year with the Yankees, he had no wins and no losses. And this year, after winning three and losing two at Richmond, was brought up to the parent club, New York, and won 13 and lost five. He's the youngest Yankee in the World Series. The Yankees signed him out of Trenton, New Jersey High School and gave him a bonus of $15,000. Al Downing, in his first appearance in World Series competition, will be working against the veteran Johnny Podgers. Well, the umpires meeting at home plate, along with the managers, Walt Austin and Ralph Houk, and the Yankees are taking the field. We pause 10 seconds for station identification.
810 and you dial WGY Schenectady. World Series ballplayers watch their weight. If you do too, drink Saratoga Vichy. Not a single calorie in Saratoga Vichy, and it really quenches your thirst. Get Saratoga Vichy with a bright yellow label.
Sunny skies, not many clouds. The clouds that were around us in the morning have all gone away. And a bright, sunny day, a perfect day for baseball at Yankee Stadium. Ballpark opened back in 1923. It's a former marshland area up here in the Bronx, and it's the house, of course, that Babe Ruth built. So Al Downing out on the mound taking his tune-up tosses as we get ready for game number two of the World Series, and it's our pleasure to bring back Joe Garagiola.
Thank you very much, Ernie. Al Downing continues to throw with Elston Howard as catcher and plate umpire Tom Gorman leaning over as they do during the season to kind of get the beat as to what kind of stuff and what kind of speed Downing has on his different pitches. Maury Wills to lead it off. Pete Reeser is coaching at third base. It's Joe Becker coaching at first base. Dodgers yesterday beat the Yankees 5-2. A tremendous pitching job by Sandy Koufax. And today it's Al Downing who, to borrow John Roseboro's description of Koufax's fastball, it'll be Downing who'll be pouring on the fire as he comes with that high, hard one. Youngster with a great arm. Defensively, it's Pepitone at first, Richardson at second, Kubak. Is it Short and Cleet Boyer? A very shallow third base. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's high, and it's ball one. Maury Wills shortened up as if to bunt, and everybody broke into a sprint. In the outfield, it's Tom Fresh in left field. Mickey Mantle is in center field. Roger Maris is in right field. Mantle is playing way over in right center. Not very deep. One ball, no strikes. Downing delivers. It's a strike. Downing comes from right on top. He comes overhand, much like Sandy Koufax. He's not as tall as Sandy. He comes right from the top. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Downing. It's low and it's ball two. One of the big topics of conversation today was the stolen base of Tommy Davis yesterday with the pitching of Sandy Koufax, who was kind of lost in the shuffle. But the Dodgers, as much as sent out a message, and it was not answered, and we can look for some running today. Strike on the outside corner, a good fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes on Maury Wills. Tom Gorman is the plate umpire. Larry Knapp is at first. It's Shag Crawford at second base. Joe Paparella is at third. Tony Venzon along the left field line, and it's John Rice along the right field line. Two balls and two strikes. Maury Wills waits. Downing has the sign to 2-2 pitch. Is high and it's outside at the full count. Three balls and two strikes. Downing with a real good fastball, a curveball, and a slider. Three balls, two strikes. Wills waits. Downing delivers. Swung on and fouled off out of play. Wills just gets a piece of that ball. This little guy is happy to just hit over the ball, get three hops, and test his inner soles. He's not what you'd call a power hitter. You can get a hold of one every once in a while. But if he gets that ground ball, percentage is certainly with him. He can really move. Al Downing ready again. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, a bouncing ball up the middle, in the center field. It's a base hit for Maury Wills. Makes a wide turn, and we're liable to see some action in a hurry. Elston Howard goes out to talk to Al Downing. That ball, a curveball, it got by Downing. He made a grab for it. Bobby Richardson tried to backhand it. It got by him in the center field for a base hit. Wills has the green light at all times. He doesn't have to wait for a sign. Manager Alston just turns him loose. Whenever you think you can make it, you go right ahead. Wills a good lead. Downing at the belt. The pitch is a strike call. It's Gilliam shortened up as if to bunt. Bluffed an attempt. Boyer broke in. Wills did not give it a false start off first base. Wills likes to measure him. He's got three different leads that he can take. One strike to count on Jim Gilliam. Downing at the belt. Wills a good lead. They got him picked off. Pepitone throws to the shortstop. Kubek, and he's in there. Maury Wills outran that ball. Al Downing had him picked off. Wills broke too soon. Downing to Pepitone. Pepitone through to Kubek, and with a head first slide, Maury Wills beat the throw. He outran that ball.
Nothing but sheer speed that time.
Yes, sir, sheer speed. Maury Wills measured Downing with that first lead that he took and then broke, but he broke too soon. And now he's on at second base, and he's got a big lead. One strike to count on Jim Gilliam. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and it's one ball and one strike. This is a head attack of the Dodgers, the single, the stolen base, and then a ground ball to the right side where Wills can take third as the hitter Gilliam is being thrown out at first base. That's the job he's trying to accomplish. If he gets a base hit, very happy, but the ground ball is what he's looking for. The pitch by Downing, it's low and it's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Maury Wills, when he measures the pitcher, he'll take one lead. He calls it a one-way lead. It's an exaggerated lead, and with the slightest move of the pitcher, he'll break back to the bag. And then he's got a two-way lead where he can either break for second or go back to the bag. It's not as exaggerated. And then he's got the one where when he takes that lead, he is stealing. He had that third lead because he broke a quick second too soon. Big lead off second base. There's a thick off throw. It is not in time as Richardson cut in behind him. And boys, when that Wills gets on at second base, he's got everybody in the ballpark, including the vendors moving. Mantle backing up the play. The count, two balls and one strike on Jim Gilliam. Downing checks Wills. Here's the pitch to Gilliam. It's low and it's ball three. The infield plays Gilliam just a shade to pull. Kubek over near the hole between short and third. It's Richardson that Wills has to watch for as Richardson at second base shades towards the bag. Three balls, one strike. We're in the top half of the first inning. Maury Wills. A big lead off second. Here's the pitch by Downing to Gilliam. Swung on line drive. Right field. It's a base hit. Up with the ball is Maris. Wills is going to be held at third as the throw comes in. And that goes Gilliam to second. And there goes the Dodger running that you heard so much about. Gilliam trying to hit that ball in the right field, or at least get the ground ball, gets the base hit. And Maury Wills, held up at third base by Coach Pete Reister with nobody out. The throw coming towards the plate went all the way to Elston Howard, and Jim Gilliam, not hesitating, has moved on over to second base. So two singles literally turn into a big inning started by the Dodgers, as they've got base runners at second and third, nobody out, and Willie Davis is the hitter. A single and speed, that's been it. Maury Wills, big lead off third base. Here's the pitch to Willie Davis. Swung on line drive, right field. Roger Maris stumbles, falls. It's a base hit. Two runs will score. Wills comes in. Gilliam comes in to score. Willie Davis is at second base with a double. The Dodgers lead 2-0.
He lost his footing out on the turf, fell, it went past him, hit the wall, and by the time he could retrieve it and get it back into the infield, two Dodger runs had scored, and they lead 2-0. A little conference out on the mound now.
Ralph Houck, the Yankee manager, out talking to his young pitcher and catcher. Pete Reister goes out to talk to Willie Davis, who may have stumbled a bit as he rounded first base. And second with Reister now. And Willie Davis says he's all right. Dodgers 2. And the Yankees nothing. And here is Tommy Davis, who yesterday had 3-for-4. Nobody out. Two runs are in. A single, a stolen base by Maury Wills. Went to third on Gilliam's single, who went to second on the throw. And Willie Davis has just doubled. 2-0. Tommy Davis waits the pitch by Downing. It's low and it's ball one. Wills, Gilliam, Willie Davis, and Tommy Davis. All speedsters. They can really move. A track team looking for a tournament is what they look like. I tell you, they won't really look like the big heavyweight blast. But they'll peck and they'll run and they'll scramble, and before you know it, they'll have two runs in and a base runner on somewhere. And they did it all summer in the National League. Willie Davis, a big lead off second base. They play Tommy Davis the pull. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swung on, it's popped up. Short right field. Roger Maris is coming over near the line. Willie Davis is tagging up. Maris makes the catch, the throw. Davis holds. Roger Maris uncorked the strike. And that Maris can throw that ball. So there's one out. Willie Davis still at second base. And here is Big Frank Howard. Howard hit a ball here yesterday as hard as any ball has ever been hit in this ballpark, according to the Yankee ball players. There's one man out. Two runs are in. Dodgers on three hits have scored two runs. Willie Davis is at second base. Howard, a good fastball hitter. Downing, a fastball pitcher. Great big guy. Waits. Downing at the belt. Delivers. Starts to swing. Holds up. The curveball goes low, and it's ball one. They've got a spot for Howard if they want to pitch carefully. First base is open. Be one of those spots where don't give him that good room service fastball to hit. Make him hit your pitch. He wants to chase the bad ball. All right. Downing delivers. A let up. Swung on. A beautiful let up pitch by Al Downing, which was a bit of a surprise for Frank Howard. And he was about maybe 4 or 5 minutes ahead of it. And this big guy starts that big bat coming. I tell you, he's got to swing because that bat looks like it comes towards you in sections. One ball, one strike. Downing delivers. Swung on. Bouncing ball. Kubek has it to play. Will be at first base. The throw. Pepitone digs it out. And Willie Davis, very daring base running, enables him to go to third base. Kubek hesitated. And there's a pretty good tip-off on Dodger speed. When you're on at second base, they will usually tell you, the coaches will, make that ball be to your left as you're facing home plate. Make it be to your left, and then you can come on over to third. This ball was a good 6 or 8 feet to Willie Davis's right. Kubek wisely went to first. Low throw, but Pepitone dug it out. Here is Bill Skarin. Strike, a fastball. Skarin had himself a good day yesterday against his old teammates with two base hits. Two men out. Willie Davis is on at third base. Willie, a false start. The pitch by Downey. Swung on and fouled back. So it's two strikes. Willie Davis giving it a real false and a big start off third base. Of course, Downey's got the edge now. All he's got to do is throw a strike. You don't have to worry too much about Willie Davis. With two outs, if he throws a strike, Skarin will have to take, and all he can do is shake Willie Davis's hand. Davis dancing off third, trying to distract the young left-hander. Two runs are in. Here's the two-strike pitch by Downey. Low. That's ball one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. 2-0. The Dodgers are leading. Davis dancing off third. Downing gives him a look. Now he's ready, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Muscaro out on strikes, and that ends the inning. The Dodgers, in the top half of the first inning, two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and one man was left on base. And so, at the middle of the first inning, the score is Los Angeles 2 and the Yankees 0.
Good day, sir. Fill up?
Yes, regular gas, please.
Check the wrong water?
No, thanks.
How about your spark plug?
Hmm.
Fill the change?
No.
Brakes?
No.
Clean glasses?
No.
Throw a button on your shirt?
No, I'm in good shape.
Get your lapels. I can do everything here.
You see, I've got the certified car care plan.
What's that?
That's Chrysler Motors' car health plan.
Gee, that sounds impressive. I bet it's called the Boodle.
No, it's an economical program. It's designed to prolong the life of your car and keep it running like clockwork.
Hey, you know, I'm very good at window wiping and hood slamming. May I slam your hood?
Yeah, certified car care has only highly trained mechanics.
You mean
factory-approved parts and equipment.
I can take a radiator cap off in a twist. I call it my cap and a half. Can you do that?
That's very nice. But you know, all Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers have certified car care.
Yeah, but can they salute as good as me? You want to see a salute?
For the Yankees, it'll be Tony Kubek, Bobby Richardson, and Tom Tresh. Johnny Padres has just completed his warm-up tosses. Kubek in that batter's box. Frank Corsetti coaches at third base. Yogi Berra coaches at first. Johnny Padres, good fastball, good curveball, excellent change of pace. There's a curveball attempted bunt and strike one.
Kubek trying to bunt that ball,
missed it, and it's strike one. Padres can really change speeds. He changes both off his fastball and his curveball. Low, and it's one ball and one strike. Tommy Davis in left field kind of guards the left field line. Willie Davis shades Kubek towards left center. Howard is normal, so the big gap is in right center field. Here's the 1-1 pitch by Padres to Kubek, a fastball and a strike. So it's one ball and two strikes. Muscaron at first base, Krasuski at second, Wills the shortstop, and Gilliam at third base. That's the Dodger infield. Curveball swung on, line drive. Willie Davis is right there and makes the catch. He had him played perfectly. The ball was hit good. And then once again, when you have those scouting reports, they'll set the defense, but it's up to that pitcher to deliver that ball to where the fella can't do any more than where you have your defense stacked. And the Dodgers certainly stacked it to protect left center, and Kubek hit a line drive right to Willie Davis. One out, and here's Bobby Richardson. Richardson, right-hand hitter. Great type hitter. Doesn't strike out much. Padres delivers. Swung on. One hopper right to Krasuski. He has it over to first. And they're two away. Looked like that ball was going to go right back up the middle as Padres made a bluff at it, but it was to his left, and Krasuski made it on the first hop. So there are two outs, and here is Tom Tresh. Tresh had a two-run homer yesterday. Bats right-handed against the left-hander Johnny Padres. Dodgers lead 2-0. Swung on, hot smash, past Gilliam into left field. That's a base hit. Up with the ball is Tommy Davis as Tresh makes that wide turn at first. And it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mantle batting right-handed against the left-hander Padres. They're trying to keep these Yankees from popping them into that short right field section. And, of course, the Yankees the same thing. Here's the pitch to Mantle, high, and it's ball one. So the left-handers all working here in the Yankee Stadium. Yesterday, Koufax and Ford. Today, Padres and Downing. One ball, no strikes. Mantle waits. Tresh a leadoff first base. 2-0, the Dodgers are leading. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. Padres delivers, swung on, a fly ball, right center field. Howard going back, calling for the ball, one-handed grab, near the track. Frank Howard reached up like he was goaltending and made the grab on the high fly ball hit by Mickey Mantle, and that ends the bottom half of the first for the Yankees. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man was left on base. And so at the end of the first inning, the score is Los Angeles 2, and the New York Yankees, nothing.
Take a beautiful new car. Give it a high-priced look, a high-priced feel. Then put it smack into the low-priced field. Mister, that's the 1964 Dodge. It's a low-priced car that doesn't look like one or feel like one. It's a high-performance car that'll take turnpike curves or rocky roads with easy grace. That'll give the response you want when you want it. When you look at the 64 Dodge, mister, you know that here is no ordinary automobile. From the tire treads up, it's quality constructed, built, and backed by men who know their business. And their business is automobiles. You don't have to take a Dodge on first sight, though you might like to. Get in and let the comfort surround you. Let the performance thrill. And then you'll want to get down to cases with your Dodge dealer. Compare Dodge prices. Then drive Dodge home. The 1964 Dodge. One of the dependables.
Krasuski in the batter's box. Downing delivers, and Krasuski fouls it off. A high fastball, and he had a real good cut. Mantle plays very shallow in center field. When you come to the ballpark, you can get a pretty good idea of how the ball club is pitching a particular ball player by watching the center fielder. He is usually the key man. Curveball, didn't mean to swing, hits his bat, fouls it off, and a strike two. In the outfield, it's the center fielder who is the swing man, shading one way or the other, and in the infield, it's either the shortstop or the second baseman. Two strikes, no balls, to count on Dick Krasuski. We're in the top of the second. The Dodgers are leading 2-0. Downing ready. The two-strike pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. And that's the second strikeout for Downing. He's got a real good slider. And usually, I tell you from a broadcast booth, it's hard to tell a slider. It's almost impossible as far as the break of the ball. You can call a slider by the actions of the catcher or the hitter. Here is Roseboro. Swung on and missed strike one. And I know the first time I saw Downing pitch, I said to Yogi after the game, I said, boy, that kid's got some curveball. He said, no, that's a slider. So that's how big it breaks. Roseboro waits the pitch by Downing. He attempts to bunt, misses it, and it's strike two. Well, there you are. There's the fellow that hit the big home run yesterday, but he's got that kind of speed where he can bunt and beat it out. He can bunt with two strikes and beat it out. Nothing to be thinking about it here. They play Roseboro to pull that ball. It's swung way around to the right side. Pepitone guards that line. Richardson is back. Two back near the bag. Mantle is in right center. Two strikes and no balls to count. Downing delivers. Struck him out. A fastball over the inside corner. Roseboro took it. Tom Gorman, the plate umpire, indicates that it did get that inside corner. And there are two outs, and that's 3 men in a row that Downing has struck out. And here is Johnny Podrick. Padre's not a bad hitting pitcher. He gets that bat on that ball. Downing ready. Delivers, and it's inside. Ball one. Tresh not too deep in left field. Mantle is playing kind of a extra shallow center field. He's in. Maris normal. Strike is called a fastball. One ball and one strike with two outs. The Dodgers, two, and the Yankees, nothing. We're in the top of the second inning. Dodger speed paid off for those two runs. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, line drive. Center field, it's going to drop for a base hit. Two hops to Mantle, and Padres is on. Downing hung a curveball, and Padres just laid that bat out there. And Maury Wills comes up with Padres on at first base, so if nothing else, you'll be clogging the baselines with Padres on there. It'll get in the way of Wills should he get on. In fact, in the International League 1 year, Paul Richards used to walk the pitcher when Sam Jethro would come up just to put somebody in front of him. Either a pitcher or a fat catcher will clog him up, Ernie.
One or the other, eh?
Maury Wills waits and Downing delivers. It's a strike, a fastball. Pepitone holds Padres close. Even though Padres is a pitcher, these Yankees are not taking anything for granted. And that's the way they've played this game, and the record speaks for itself. Downing delivers. Strike two. And now Maury Wills wants to take a look at that ball. May have sounded a bit too fast as it came across. Of course, the least little speck on a ball, and I tell you, when you're in that batter's box, your concentration is so great, that least little bit of dirt on that baseball, and it'll come up there looking like a barber pole. Well, Tom Gorman gives Downing, the pitcher, a new baseball, a nice white one. He proceeds to rub it up, and he's got the same effect as he had before. Two strikes, no balls. Wills waits. The pitch by Downing. Swung on, line drive, right field. It is a foul ball. Foul ball. John Rice, the right field foul line. Had to wait until that ball landed. Foul by a couple feet. And Padres was off and running. And I tell you, he better get a big jump if this Wills hits one that way, where it slices, he's got a chance for extra bases. Padres liable to be the victim of a hit-and-run driver or hit-and-run runner. Padres is back. Wills is in that batter's box. Downing is looking for a sign. Has it? And here's the pitch. Curveball right back to Downing. A one-hopper. He's got it over to first. And Wills is retired. And that ends the second inning for the Dodgers, who in the top half of the second had no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man was left on base. And so, at the end of 1.5 innings, the score is Los Angeles 2 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Last year, Dodge was the success car of the year with the biggest sales increase in the business. So I guess the question was inevitable. Could Dodge do it up big 2 years in a row? Well, the answer is on the street now for everyone to see. The 1964 Dodge. Take a look yourself. It's a sleek, handsome car. And as for performance, ask any sports buff. He'll tell you Dodge has moved up front as one of America's top performers. And honest value? Ask any old-timer. He'll tell you that's what made Dodge famous even 50 years ago. So this year, Dodge is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and they are loaded for bear. But if you think price is what's standing between you and the new Dodge, mister, tain't so. Sure, Dodge doesn't look or feel like the other low-priced cars, but it's priced right with Ford and Chevy. Sounds good? That's only the half of it. Get the full story at your Dodge dealer.
Roger Maris, Nelson Howard, Joe Pepitone to lead it off. This is Joe Garagiola and Ernie Harwell at Yankee Stadium. Second game of the 1963 World Series. The Dodgers leading 2-0. Bottom of the second, the first pitch by Padres. Didn't mean to swing, tapped right back to him, and Padres throws him out. A fastball hit Roger Maris's bat. A little dribbler right back to Padres, and he had himself a nice, easy out. That's one of those nice Sunday picnic outs. You love to see it when it's on the other ball club, but brother, when you're in that batter's box and you do it, you just want to chew that bat up in 100 pieces. Here's Elston Howard. Pushes him back for fastball. Defensively, the infield is straight away, but the outfield is shading Elston Howard towards right center field. They're giving him the left field line. Padres delivers. Strike over the inside corner. Tommy Davis is over, but there's still a lot of room in left center and the left field line. One ball and one strike, one out. Curveball inside, and it's ball two. Howard with real good power. Big wide stance. Doesn't stride much when he swings. Waits for the pitch from Padres, and there it is. Swung on, a bouncy ball. Suzuki to his right, backhanded, knocks it down, can't make a play. Howard is on at first base. As Suzuki went nicely to his right, tried to backhand it, couldn't, knocked it down. It's an infield hit for Elston Howard. And that brings up Joe Pepitone. And you can see Maury Wills indicate to Padres that he'll be the man covering should the ball be hit right back to Padres as they swing way around to the right. Scarron holds Howard close. Krasuski plugs the gap between first and second. Curveball swung on and fouled back. They really play Pepitone to pull that ball. Willie Davis way over in right center. Tommy Davis is shallow in left center field. Wills near the bag. One strike. Pepitone waits. Padres check Howard at first base. Here's a pitch. Swung on and fouled back, a high fastball, and he hit himself a real good cut. Two strikes to count on Joe Pepitone. Pepitone with real quick hands. A good quick bat is the description given this left-hand hitter. Joe Pepitone. Two strikes. Padres at the belt. Howard leads off the pitch. Low. Ball one. The roar that went up was for the fan who was able to get that ball loose from the screen. Foul ball was stuck. Foul worked it loose. It was his moment in the sun. Capacity crowd in Yankee Stadium. All eyes were on him. Here's the 1-2 pitch by Padres to Pepitone. Outside, it's 2-2. He really reached back for that one. He went back for that extra. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Dodgers. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. That's the line score. We're in the bottom of the second. There's one out. Elston Howard leads off first. Pepitone waits. Padres delivers the 2-2 pitch. Did he swing? No, 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 says Tom Gorman. And it's ball three. That was a fastball inside. Pepitone started the swing. Held back and in time, says Tom Gorman. That's the toughest play for the umpire, the half swing. Tough because he has to look for so many things, and usually he's screened by the catcher who is moving up to try to make the play and will invariably get in front of the umpire. Three balls, two strikes. Howard leads off first. He's holding. The pitch is low. Ball four, a curveball. Roseboro knocked it down, and Pepitone goes to first base with a base on balls. Howard moves on over to second base, and it brings up Cleet Boyer. Cleet Boyer, who had a base hit yesterday. One man out. That last pitch to Pepitone, a little bit of a surprise, a curveball on a 3-2 count. It broke low, and it puts a tying run now at first base. Howard's at second base. Boyer waits. Here's Padres, the pitch. Way high, a curveball. I tell you, that squib, that's the kind of curveball you used to throw with your thumb. You'd be in the back of the yard, you know, and you'd want to really get that good break on it, and really, you'd almost bite your tongue as you threw it. Just kind of squibbed out. Padres set, pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball. And it's one ball, one strike with one out. Straight away for Boyer. He keeps the defense pretty honest. Boy came up to the big leagues. He was strictly a pull hitter, but he's gone in the right field so much that he has just made the defense honest, and they play him straight away, giving him a lot more area to get that base hit. One ball, one strike. Howard leads off second, Pepitone off first. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back. One ball, two strikes to count.
Cleet Boyer the hitter.
One man out.
Dodgers leading 2-0.
We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Frank Corsetti coaching at third base. Yogi Berra coaching at first base. Howard leads off second. Pepitone off first. Here's the pitch by Padres. Curveball. Low.
Roseboro, a nice play.
And it's two balls and two strikes.
Padres let up on that curveball.
Boyer had committed himself and then laid off. And it broke low, and the count goes to 2-2. Johnny Padres ready. Checks the base runner. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. He struck him out. Johnny Padres gets his first strikeout of the ball game, and he gets it in a real good spot. A curveball. And here is Al Downing. Two outs, Downing, although a left-handed thrower, bats right-handed. Padres and Wills in the short conference. And usually those are the kind of meetings where a pitcher in the heat of a ball game will try to know as much about a hitter as possible, and he'll say, well, how do you pitch this guy? And the infield will have some kind of an answer like, just pitching down the middle and don't worry about letting him hit it. Just don't walk him, and we'll bunch him. Curveball. High. Ball one. Bob, there's a lot of curveballs in this inning. Two men out. Howard at second base. Pepitone is at first base. Padres delivers. Fastball low, and it's ball two. Downing takes a look down at Crosetti. You'd almost be willing to mortgage the house that he'll be taking here. Crosetti goes to a set of signs. Downing is not sure. And Crosetti gives them to him again. They'd like to get Kubek up there. You can bet on that. Two balls, no strikes. Padres delivers. Downing is taken all away, and it's right down the middle. Two balls, one strike. Al Downing the hitter. Howard as at second base. Pepitone at first base. Dodgers are leading 2-0. Padres delivers. Low, ball three.
And once again,
Downing takes a look at Crosetti. And I'll bet if Crosetti had himself a big sign, he'd paint it up there. Take it. Run the full count if they can, or draw that base on balls to get those hitters up there. Let's see what happens. Three balls, one strike. Downing takes it right down the middle, and it's a full count. The look on the pitcher's face is always a funny one in a spot like that, because the coach will give him the take sign, and he'll look as if to say, who, me? Three balls, two strikes, a full count. The runners will be off. Howard at second base, Pepitone at first. Padres is ready. 3-2 pitch there. They go, swung on and foul back. It's a real good example of why managers like to see that pitcher's decision on 2-2, because when it goes to 3-2 and two outs, they're off and running as soon as that pitcher starts towards the plate. And Pepitone is able to get himself about 8 or 10 extra steps. Three balls, two strikes. Johnny Padres checks the runners. Howard at second, Pepitone at first. The pitch to Downing on the way. Swung on and missed and stuck him out. Johnny Padres strikes out Downing. Net ends the inning for the New York Yankees. And in the second inning, no runs. There was one hit. No errors and two men were left on base. And so at the end of the second inning, the score is Los Angeles 2 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Let me have a word with all you low-priced car buyers out there. You folks who like to measure what you pay or what you get. Let me ask you this. How would you like to own a low-priced car that doesn't look like one, that doesn't feel like one? A low-priced car that gives you all the room and the comfort you've been looking for. A car that's built solid and rugged, built to last. A car that looks like you always hoped a low-priced car could look. Clean, handsome, smart. Well, let me tell you, if that's the kind of car you're looking for, this year you'll find it at your Dodge dealers. The 1964 Dodge. A full-size, good-looking, new kind of Dodge that's priced model for model with Ford or Chevrolet. 64 Dodge, the new luxury car in the low-price field. This year, take a look around before you buy. Stop in at your nearby Dodge dealers. Take a new look at the new 64 Dodge.
Jim Gilliam, Willie Davis, and Tommy Davis against Al Downing here in the top half of the third inning. The scoreboard tells the story. The Dodgers, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. The Yankees, no runs, 2 hits, and no errors. The Dodgers scored in the first inning, a single by Wills. They had him picked off first, but he beat the throw by Pepitone to Kubek. It was a stolen base. Gilliam singled to right. Wills stopped it to third. Gilliam took second on the throw by Maris towards the plate, and Willie Davis doubled to drive in the 2 runs. Here's Downing to Gilliam now. It's high, and it's ball one. Boy, these hard throwers. There's no substitute for speed. You can just hear that ball popping to that mitt. Downing rears back to fire. Yesterday, Koufax. Swung on. Hot smash. Nice play by Boyer at third. Over to first, and there's one out. Man, he made a one-handed pickup like, well, nothing new. I've been doing this all my life. And he has. He can make it look easy.
Been a pretty tough play for most any third baseman, and very easy for Cleveland.
Here is Willie Davis. He had that big double. Boyer shortens up. The outfield swings around towards right center field. That's the spot they want to protect. Fastball. Strike is called. Joe Becker coaching at first base, and Pete Reeser coaching at third base. Downing delivers, swung on and missed, and a strike two. A high fastball, and he tied him up. He got that in a real good spot. That's at one high and tight and low and away. That'll make a 42-game winner out of you. 2 strikes and no balls to count on Willie Davis. 1 man out, nobody on. Dodgers 2, Yankees nothing. Downing a curveball, and it's low. Willie Davis takes it, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Even his breaking ball, you could hear it pop into that mid of Elston Howard's. Everything is real good hard stuff. 1-2 pitch. Did he swing? No, high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willie Davis. Left-handed hitter who can really run. I say that about 4 or 5 of these Dodgers. Here's the 2-2 pitch now by Downey. Curveball. Strike three is called a curveball. A quick breaker. Willie Davis says something as he walks away from home plate. And that's 4 strikeouts for Al Downey. Johnny Padres has 2. Boy, that one just seemed to roll off the table. Started about eye high, and where Howard caught it was about at the shoe tops. Davis flying to right. Waits. Fastball is a strike. Tommy Davis wears glasses. Frank Howard wears glasses. Roseboro. Boy, there's a great glasses story on Sam Jethro. Every time I see a fellow wear glasses, I always think of him. Here's the pitch by Downing. Let up. Swung on and missed in a strike two. Sam Jethro came out wearing glasses, and they said, "How come you wearing glasses, Sam?" He said, "Got a bum eye." He said, "Well, which one?" His classic answer was, "The one I bat right-handed with." So that's pretty fine hitting to have one eye you bat right-handed with and one you bat left-handed with. Here's a 2-strike pitch to Tommy Davis. Foul right back, a fastball. Two strikes to count on Tommy Davis. 2 men out. Nobody on. Dodgers 2, Yankees nothing. Swung on. Little looper down the right field line. It could be trouble. It is a fair ball. Base hit. Tommy Davis trying for 2. Maris can't come up with it. Davis is going to try for 3. Here's the relay. It is not in time. Roger Maris could not find that ball. He may be hurt. Roger Maris may be hurt. Here goes Richardson out. It was Richardson who came up with the relay. Kubek is going out. Here comes manager Ralph Houk. Trainer Joe Soares is going out there. It looks like it's his left elbow. Roger got near the stands, had trouble picking it up. And when he did retrieve it, he flipped it to the relay man, Bobby Richardson, who made the long throw from short right field to third base. It was not in time. It's a 3-base hit for Tommy Davis. And now time is called as manager Ralph Hoff, the trainer Joe Soares, Kubek, Richardson all gather around Roger Maris. Tommy Davis looked like he had hit the ball kind of off the end of the bat. It was a squibber. And when it hit, it took that crazy bounce. Maris appears to be in great pain as he walks towards the bench, and Ralph Houk, we've got glasses trained on him, looks like he's going to make a move here as Maris will leave the ball game. Maris is walking off. It's his left arm. Manager Ralph Houk and the trainer are walking in with him, and Hector Lopez has come out of the Yankee dugout. He'll be the replacement for Roger Maris. And we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
810 and you dial WGY Schenectady. World Series time is fun time. The whole world takes on a new look and excitement, even for those who are only lukewarm baseball fans. When you're tense and your mouth gets dry, take a refreshing break with Saratoga Vichy, the most refreshing beverage you can drink. Served with ice and a twist of lemon, Saratoga Vichy is the most thirst-quenching drink you've ever tasted. It has a distinctive dry taste that quenches your thirst and refreshes you at the same time. Get Saratoga Vichy now on special sale at your favorite store.
Well, Hector Lopez is the new right fielder. Tommy Davis is on at third base, and Big Frank Howard is the hitter.
Howard. Big guy. Tommy Davis, a big lead off third. Here's the pitch by Downing. Curveball high, almost a wild pitch. And boy, I tell you something, this Dodgers speed, don't sell it short. I know you're not. And Howard goes out to talk to him, and he's much as saying, now don't worry about that fella at third, you just get the hitter. And Downing, as much as looks at him, and says, don't worry about him, he's running halfway down, and look who's hitting. That guy looks like he's about 10 feet 8. Tommy Davis, a good base runner, is at third base. One ball to count on Frank Howard. 2-0. The Dodgers are leading. There are two outs. Davis edging off. Here comes Downing. Strike is called. And it's one ball and one strike. Boy, I know when I was with the Cardinals and we'd go in to play the Brooklyn Dodgers at Jackie Robinson. He'd run you crazy off first, off second, off third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball, let up, and it's way high and outside, and that Frank Howard was on tiptoe, and he about left the ballpark. He's a good fastball hitter. He just mangles that ball, so the Yankees trying to stay away from giving him that fastball. Tommy Davis, a good lead off third. Downing delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. They talk about this Frank Howard strength, saying that someday he's going to hit a line drive up the middle, and they're going to look for the pitcher, and they're just going to find a pair of shoes. Two balls and two strikes. Downing ready. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. Good fastball as Downing challenges the big guy. Dodgers. 2, the Yankees, nothing. We're in the top of the third. Tommy Davis is on the third base. Roger Maris has just left the ball game. He was injured on a triple hit by Tommy Davis. As soon as we get the complete report, we'll give it to you. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Let up, and he got him. A let up pitch, and Howard is out on strikes. And there it was, that change of pace. That's 5 strikeouts for Downing, and that ends the third inning. And for the Los Angeles Dodgers, no runs. There was one hit, no errors, and one man was left on base. And so, at the end of 2.5 innings, the score is Los Angeles 2 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Hey, compact owners, especially you with growing families, are you getting tired of being packed and stacked in those little old regular-sized compacts? Well, you don't have to put up with it anymore, because Dodge has come up with your answer. It's the 1964 Dodge Dart, a fresh new compact in the large economy size. It's got family size room at a family size price. You see, Dart's a little bigger on the outside and a lot more comfortable inside. It's got a little more power under the hood that makes for a lot more fun on the open road. But don't get us wrong, Dart still gives you the things you buy a compact for. Easy parking, quick handling, easy upkeep, and a nice low price. Few compacts cost less than Dart. Not a one has as much going for you. So why not give up that sardine treatment and get with a compact that's fit for your family? The 1964 Dodge Dart at your Dodge dealers now.
Tony Kubek against Johnny Podres. Line drive, left center field. Tommy Davis coming over. He's there and he makes the play. And once again, the defense sparkles as they had it stacked that way. Tommy Davis protecting the gap in left center field. Willie Davis shading that way. They gave Kubek right center field. And Kubek line to Tommy Davis in left center. There's one out. Here is Bobby Richardson. Padres with a 2-run lead against Richardson. Richardson bounced out his first time up. Swung on, popped up in the infield. It's Maury Wills drifting back, calling for it, under it. And there are two outs. So the Yankees jumping on that first ball. And Johnny Padres with two pitches has two outs. Here is Tom Trash. Trash singled his first time up. He got the first base hit for the Yankees. Batting right-handed against Johnny Podres. The left-hander ready. Tresh takes a curveball low, and it's ball one. And Dodgers play Tresh to pull that ball. They give him right center. Aldridge looking down for his sign from Roseboro. Has it. And here's the pitch. A let up, and it's high as Tresh gave it a fake bunt. And it's two balls and no strikes. About three or four different ways a pitcher can shake off a catcher. A simple way by shaking his head, the other one a flick of the glove, and the other one by just staring him down. Padres has been staring him down. Fastball, it's a strike. Two balls and one strike. When they go to shaking their head out there, they're liable to get a blast from the umpire about making too much noise. Two balls and one strike. Swung on and popped up in the short left center field. Willie Davis is coming in, calls for the ball, and makes the play. So it's a 1-2-3 inning. Johnny Padres sets the Yankees down in order in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And so at the end of the third inning, the score is the Los Angeles Dodgers 2 and the New York Yankees nothing.
You've heard the expression, the human body is like a fine machine. Well, in many cases, the machine is like the human body. For example, your car's condition demands periodic checkups to maintain the peak of performance. Chrysler Corporation's certified car care does just that. It's like a car health program designed to prolong the life of your car. Certified car care. Specially trained mechanics with special tools at your Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers.
Al Downing taking his warm-up tosses, and it'll be Moose Skirin, Dick Trzuski, and John Roseboro. Two runs, five hits, and no errors for the Dodgers. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. The Dodgers scored in the very first inning as Maury Wills singled, and they had him picked off. Downing flipped the Pepitone. His throw to Kubek was too late to get Wills and went in with the head first slide. And then with Wills at second base, Gilliam singled to right. Wills was stopped at third, and Gilliam took second as the throw from Maris came in towards the plate. So it was second and third for the Dodgers. Willie Davis the hitter, and he doubled to right, driving in the two runs. And that's the way we stand, 2-0. In the top of the fourth, Skirin waits. The pitch by Downing is swung on. A line drive down the right field line. It is a home run. A home run for Moose Skirin. A line drive into the right field corner. And it is one of those shocking home runs to the extent that it was a question of whether it would stay fair or foul. She stayed fair, and this Moose has a home run. The line was such a fine one that John Rice, the right field umpire, indicated first that it was a fair ball and then gave the twirling sign of the home run. The Moose measured it close. Krzyzewski takes a fastball high, ball one. Moose Skirin, a right-hand hitter, has just hit one just barely fair inside the right field line, and it's a 3-0 ball game. High, and it's ball two. Moose Skirin hitting to the opposite field. Well, he's been described in many ways, and one of the most colorful ones is he is known as a sarcastic hitter. He looks one way and hits the other. And that's just what he did here. Here's the 2-0 pitch. High, ball three. For Skirin, it's his eighth World Series home run. Dodgers 3, Yankees nothing. Al Downing working to Dick Trzuski, who's up there with the count of 3-0. Ball four, he walked him. Now Pepitone comes in to join the conference between Howard and Downing. Nobody out. Roseboro is the hitter. Now, the Dodgers They'll get you to thinking a lot because this is a bunt and run club. It's a scramble for the run type ball club. Now, the pitcher is coming up next, but it's a pretty good hitter, Johnny Podres. If nothing else, you'd almost want to pitch out here to find out. You'd have to be looking for the bunt, and Boyer is. Downing at the belt. Roseboro is going to bunt, misses it, and a strike one, and that Boyer is right in on top of him. If Roseboro is going to bunt that ball this time, he's going to have to make Pepitone feel it because Boyer can easily make that play at second base. Now, Roseboro is taking a lot of time looking at Pete Reese, the third base coach. Trzuski can run. They can play run and bunt. Let's see what happens. Trzuski, a good lead. He's holding. Roseboro swings and fouls it back as Waller Alston switched off. Two strikes to count on John Roseboro. Trzuski is on at first base. One run is in. A home run by Muscown. It's a 3-0 ball game. They play Roseboro to pull that ball. Kubek shades towards the bag. Richardson trying to protect that gap between first and second as Pepitone holds Trzuski close. The pitch is low, a curve ball, and it's ball one. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Dodgers are leading 3-0. Boyer very wide of the bag. Downing taking plenty of time. Trzuski, a good lead. Here's the pitch to Roseboro. Swung on. It's a bouncy ball to Richardson. Could be two. Over to second. One out. Over to first. It's a double play. The fine Yankee infield defense turned it over. Bobby Richardson gave Tony Kubek, the middleman, a good ball to handle about eye high. And Kubek just let it hit his glove, and away it was towards first base, and it's a double play. So there are two outs, and here is Johnny Podres. Low, and it's ball one. That first throw on a double play always makes it. You give that middleman a ball he can handle, he can get rid of it all right. And Kubek did exactly that. He got rid of it, a perfect throw from Richardson. Fastball misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Muscarin opened the fourth inning with a home run into the right field corner. I would imagine it was in a first row, first seat fair. He really measured it close. One of those survey home runs. You get the engineers out. Two balls, no strikes. Downing delivers. Low, and it's ball three. Alston Howard says something to Downing, like, come on, get that ball in there. I don't know what spins a manager more like a yo-yo than to see his pitcher walk the other fella's pitcher. They sit and they really moan and groan on that bench. Three balls, no strikes. That's a count on Johnny Podres, and Downing is ready to 3-0 pitch. It's a strike right down the middle. Podres takes a look at Pete Reeser. Pete going through all kinds of signs. Let's see what happens. A 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. You're always hitting when you walk into the batter's box. The only time you get a hit sign is on three balls, no strikes. What the coach does is give you a take sign. So Padres, not seeing a take sign on that 3-1, really went to work on it, but Downing curved him for strike two. Three balls, two strikes, ready now. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a little looper. Tony Kubek going out in the short left field. He's there. And that retires the side for the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the fourth inning, it was one run on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. And so at the end of 3.5 innings, the score is Los Angeles 3 and the New York Yankees nothing.
Folks, what does the name Compact mean to you? A small car? Very likely. But here's something new and different that's happened in the compact field. It's the new Dodge Dart from 1964, a fresh, new compact in the large economy size. That's right, a little larger compact on the outside, and a lot roomier compact on the inside. Darts, the compact for growing families. Room for more, but without giving up the things that you buy a compact for. It's got that same nimble handling, easy parking, simple upkeep, and best of all, a price right down there with the little cars. So if you have one of those families that's grown a little bit larger this year, take a look at the Dodge Dart. It's a little bit larger, too. It's one of the great new dependables from Dodge. Stop in and see it at your Dodge dealers now.
Mickey Mantle, Hector Lopez, and Nelson Howard, the three Yankee hitters here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lopez, a replacement for Roger Maris, who we just find out from the announcement by Bob Fischel is that he suffered a muscular bruise in the midarm. It's not a serious injury. Padres delivers to Mantle, who takes it over the outside corner for strike one. Mantle flying to right. His first time up. Johnny Padres ready. Mantle awaits. Swung on. It's a bouncing ball to shortstop Maury Wills. He's got it over to first, and there's one out. Mantle bounces out. Wills to Skarin. And that brings up Hector Lopez. Lopez was a pinch hitter yesterday against Koufax. Koufax struck him out. There's a fastball strike. They are really giving Hector Lopez the left center field gap and straightaway center field. Padres delivers a high curveball, tapped right back to Padres. He's got it over to first in time. Padres let up on a curveball. Lopez way out in front, hit it off the end of the bat, and was a little dribbler right back to Johnny Padres. So there are two outs. And it brings up Elston Howard. Padres changing speeds very effectively. Yesterday, Koufax matched his fastball against the Yankees and beat him. Today, Johnny Padres is switching it by changing speeds. Swung on, a little looper right field. Howard is there. Plenty of room, makes the catch. So it's 1-2-3 in the fourth inning, three up and three down. And so at the end of the four innings, the score is Los Angeles Dodgers 3 and the Yankees nothing.
Mother, a letter from Bob. Listen, dear Ruth, Chrysler Corporation warrants for 5 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first, against defects in materials and workmanship, and will replace or repair at a Chrysler Motors Corporation authorized dealer's place of business the engine block, head, and internal parts, intake manifold, water pump, transmission case, and internal parts, excluding manual clutch, torque converter, drive shaft, universal joints, rear axle, and differential and rear wheel bearings of its 1964 automobile, provided the owner has the oil changed every 3 months or 4,000 miles, whichever comes first, the oil filter replaced every second oil change, and the carburetor air filter cleaned every 6 months and replaced every 2 years, and every 6 months furnishes to such a dealer evidence of performance of the required service and requests the dealer to certify receipt of such evidence in the car's then current mileage. Thinking of you always, Bob.
Dear, are you sure you're doing the right thing marrying a car dealer?